It's a beautiful yet rainy day in Tenerife. It's fucking beautiful. Almost poetic, I would say. And that's why I've decided to share some... At first, I wanted to say wisdom with you. But wisdom, you know, it's kind of... Drž pejču. Ty vole, mi to skuruje o Španěl. Tak to bylo pěkný. I wanted to share some wisdom with you, even though it sounds a bit self-aggrandizing. I think that's the word. Že jakoby v tomto slovo grand, grandiozní, a self-aggrandizing. Někdy můžeš i slyšet aggrandizing. To je jiný přízvuk, každopádně se to píše self-aggrandizing, myslím, že jako sám sebe děláš větším borcem, než jsem, než seš, jo, že jako řeknu, I want to share some wisdom with you, že kdybych měl moudrosti na rozdávání. Well, anyway, two beautiful quotes that I have come across, který jsem narazil. The first one I think I've heard in a podcast. It was, by the way, a podcast recommendation from me, Logically Speaking. I love when people try to reinvent themselves. And one of my all-time favorite rappers, his name is Logic, started a podcast. You know, he was like, yeah, fuck it, I'm just gonna start a podcast. And that's what I love about him, and that's what I love about life. Anyway, this podcast is amazing, and I think the CEO of chess.com, of the app, right, very big app, very successful, he was on this podcast, and he said this beautiful quote. I hope I'm not gonna fuck it up, but... Yeah, I'm probably gonna butcher it. Já to asi, vole, tak, jakoby, jak to říct, butcher je řezník, že jí zařezníčím tu frázi, nebo tu, ten citát, že jí neřeknu správně. A sunshine all day makes a desert. And you gotta think about this one. You gotta let this one sink in. Musíš ji prostě nechat, aby se do tebe vsákla úplně, aby dopadla až na dno tvé duše. Jo. Ještě jednou. Sunshine all day makes a desert. Wow. What is that guy talking about? Do you see what he's saying? Well, he's saying that you can't possibly be happy all the time. You can't be successful all the time. You can't be high energy all the time. Because even something as inherently positive, something we view as completely positive, right? Sunshine. That's the best thing ever. Sorry, I was thinking about something else. Anyway, because I got one more quote. To se mi zalíbilo, teď jsem si vzpomněl. Anyway, even something as positive as sunshine can become negative if there's no balance to it, if there's no duality, if there is no night to the day, if there is no sleep to the wake, and if there is no rain to the sunshine. I don't know if you can hear the rain. I don't know if you can hear the rain. I only speak Spanish here. But yeah, that's the quote, and I think it's super powerful. And it makes you want to be grateful for the rain. It makes you want to be accepting of feeling a little bit down. It makes you want to be happy for not being happy. It's a fucking paradox, but it works. I'm telling you, it works. And I was, honestly, for the longest time, for years, I was obsessed, posedli. I was obsessed with trying to find happiness, being happy. Now I'm just trying to be my best. And you know what? I found happiness along the way. As soon as I, you know, quit trying to be happy, I found happiness. Anyway, back to the quote. Sunshine all day makes a desert. Když celý den svítí sluníčko, je z toho poušť. True shit. I originally only had one more quote to share with you, but as I was thinking about the sunshine, I remembered this quote. I don't know who said it. Fuck. I don't know. Who was it? Anyway, and I'm definitely gonna butcher this one. This is more like a mental exercise, okay? Imagine with me, close your eyes, and imagine two dogs. Both of them locked in cages. But one of the dogs, or you can say wolves, it sounds more poetic, okay? One of the wolves, jeden z těch vlků, is in a cage that is in a dark room. And the other one is in a room full of light. Or let's say he's on a beach, you could say, or whatever. One of them is in a negative place, one of them is in a positive place. Both of them are locked in cages, right? And the question is, which one of them is going to survive? Probably, maybe, some of you might have said, well, the one in the light, or the one with the light. And that's actually incorrect. You know who survives? You know which one survives? The one you feed, bitch. And that's also very deep. If you see the metaphor for what it is, if you realize that I'm talking about your thoughts, your ideas, your worldview, your habits, one of them dark, one of them in the light. It's up to you which one survives and which one you kill by starving them. You starve them to death. You starve your negative, dark ideas to death because you don't give them power. Well, here I am, losing myself in my thoughts again. Už zase se ztrácím ve vlastních myšlenkách. Tohle je tak trošku zvláštní podcast, kdy nevím, kam půjdu, ale rozhodně mám pro tebe ještě jednu třetí fucking powerful, ty píčo, tisíce let starou, jak on se jmenoval? Lao Tzu? To byl nějaký čínský vojevůdce snad? Let me google that. Whoever it was. I think it's Lao Tzu in English. It's pronounced Lao Tzu. Lao Tzu, I think. Who was that guy? He was a Chinese philosopher and writer. He lived thousands and thousands of years ago. Whoa! Cool. So anyway, his quote goes like this. It goes a little something like this. Ten jeho citát byl nějak takhle. Fuck it. A good traveler. What was it? A good traveler. It was about traveling and it was so deep. A good traveler is not... Who was it? Fuck. Just give me 5 seconds. I'll remember it definitely. I know I can do that. A good traveler has no fixed plans. That was it. A good traveler has no fixed plans. And he is not intent on arriving. Takže dobrý cestovatel nemá pevně dané plány. A jeho záměrem není dorazit do té destinace, kam má namířeno. And this hit me right in the feels. Tohle mě hitlo přesně do těch správných míst. Because I know this. Whenever I go somewhere, just, you know, on an adventure anywhere. The best time I've got when I don't know where I'm going. And this is the cliche, right? Cesta je cíl, vole. You have no idea how much that is true. So, and I encourage you to do that, because also literally, taky doslova, when you travel and you have no plan, it's amazing. I don't know whether or not you've ever been on a road trip, whether or not you've ever gone on a road trip, but that's the best part. You arrive somewhere and you're like, maybe we should stay for a couple days. Or the place is a shithole and you decide, okay, zvedám kotvy, palím do piče. Let's get the fuck out of here. And you have no, your intent is not to arrive. Your intent is to enjoy the journey, and that's what it is. Ale já mám takový pocit, že ta fráze, že cesta je cíl, že to je tak stokrát omílaný. Ale já, když si to představím v rámci toho cestování, tak tam mě to prostě hitne. Takže a good traveler doesn't have a fixed destination or has no fixed plans, and he is not intent on arriving. Protože když to přeextrapolujeme do života, tak co by bylo ten příjezd? Byla by to smrt? V tom případě, bráško, já nespěchám v tomhle tom road tripu. Bylo by to získat to, co jsem chtěl vždycky získat? V tom případě jaké nespěchám. Mě baví to získávání. Becoming is better than being. That's what I think, at least. Anyway, let me know. Jestli se vám líbil tenhle podcast, protože byl takový zhulený trošku. Možná je to tím, že tady asi poprvé po dvou měsících prší. Shit, já už jsem tady přes měsíc. Je tady krásně. Mám vás rád, kamarádi. Tohle bylo jen tak sdílení nějakých mých myšlenek, nějaký food for thought, se tomu říká. Samozřejmě na univerzitě k tomu máte přihozený výpisky a nějaký bonusový píčovinky, jak si to užijte. Nejlepší kurzy najdete, hádejte na nějaké webové stránce. Za A, Františkova němčina. Za B, Leopoldova svahilština. A za C, kubovaenglish.cz. Ano, správně, C je správně. Přeji krásný den, zdar. Mějte se.